From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. The 2019 session of the Arkansas General Assembly is now underway. In the Senate, President Pro Tem Jim Hendren greeted colleagues this afternoon with a warning not to bring more dishonor to the institution. He noted the string of indictments and convictions in recent years for corruption.
Our colleagues brought this on us all. So to any member, lobbyist, organization, or business interest who is tempted to stray from the boundaries of ethical behavior, I ask you to realize that your actions bring discredit on us all and will simply not be tolerated any longer.
Hendren, a Republican from Sulphur Springs, says he expects ethics reform legislation to pass during the session and provide more transparency. Just last Friday, a federal indictment was unsealed with former Senator Gilbert Baker being charged with accepting bribes. The Arkansas House of Representatives unanimously voted today to approve the House speakership position for Representative Matthew Shepard. Shepard, Republican of El Dorado, is serving his first term as speaker after being elected first to the House in 2011. KUAR's Sarah Kellogg has more.
After taking his oath of office, Shepard spoke on the importance of being a state representative and not to confuse, quote, political challenges like waiting to present a bill to committee with real-world challenges their constituents face every day.
As we sit here today on a very important day, many of those 30,000 Arkansans in your district and mine could not care less about the trappings of our offices or how we select our committees or who the chairpersons are. Ultimately, all they care about is that they can live, work, and otherwise enjoy the freedoms and liberties that Arkansans have enjoyed for generations, and they want to pass on those freedoms and liberties to their children.
In addition to Shepard's oath, the other 99 representatives also took their oaths of office, overseen by Arkansas Supreme Court Chief Justice John Dan Kemp. The House also approved by a voice vote a joint session tomorrow morning in the House that would declare election results, administer oaths of office to constitutional officers, and hear an address by re-elected Governor Asa Hutchinson. The House and Senate will begin the joint session at 10:30 a.m. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.